If a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, did it fall? If you have a business and nobody hears about it, do you grow? When you're ready to reach more customers, they can hear about it on the radio. At Full House Productions, we've created hundreds of radio commercials for clients large and small. So whether you're selling anything from an accounting practice to a zither, we can help deliver your message and create traffic. The good kind. From concept and copy to production and placement, Full House can do it for you. Because if nobody hears about you, you might as well be deep in a forest. Which is a nice place to visit, but not a great place to grow a business. Give us a call at 212-645-2228 or visit us on the web at fullhouseny.com. Together, we'll get you on the radio.
All right, my friends, welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, and I thank you so much for your company today. I know you have a lot of choices of what you could be listening to on the radio, on your computer, on your iPod, and I really thank you for choosing this station and Anything Goes, because, well, if you didn't show up, there'd be no show. So how about we kick this set off with something from Earl Hines at the keys?
And now we're going to turn it over to Earl Father Hines at the piano. He's going to beat out a little Fine and Dandy.
Hi, this is Jay Lenhart, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery, that fox.
It's a big holiday everywhere, for the Jones family has a brand new heir. He's the joy heaven sent, and they proudly present Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones. When he grows up, he never will stray. With a name like the one that he's got today, as he walks down the street, folks will say, "Pleased to meet Mr. Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones." What a smile and how he shows it. He'll keep happy all day long. What a name, I bet he knows it. With that handle, how could he go wrong? And the folks in the town all agree, he'll be famous as he can be. How can he be a dud or a stick in the mud when he's Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones? Yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree, yes, sirree.
Cap Calloway in February of 1938, celebrating the happy day when F.D.R. Jones was born. And we heard from Earl Father Hines with a great intro from Lewis. We heard Fine and Dandy. I'm Lise Avery, and I thank you for spending some time with me. And if there's something I can do for you, like a song dedication, or if you have a question, or if there's a song or an artist you'd like to hear here on Anything Goes, just mosey on over to my website, anythinggoesradio.com, because, well, it would be my pleasure to play your favorites and, of course, tell everyone that it was your idea. And, you know, not for nothing, but you might want to check the website every so often because we're almost always giving something cool away. So you got to enter to win. So just mosey on over every once in a while and make sure you're entered to win whatever it is we're giving away. Right now, it's just about break time here on Anything Goes. And when we return, we're going to get rowdy and start making trouble with our jump boogie set. And on the other side, we're going to hear some great stuff from Sammy Davis Jr., and I believe I promised you another great track from Bill Charlap. So, here's what we need. We need something to help us transition into our last set. Someone who knows how to have a good time and get a little rowdy. Someone like Miss Peggy Lee. So from the Broadway musical Wildcat, which starred Lucille Ball, and had a score written by Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee. Here's Peggy, along with an orchestra conducted by Quincy Jones. And, hey, look me over.
Hey, look me over. Lend me an ear. Fresh out of clover. Down and out, the only way is up, and I'll be up like a rosebud high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip from mine. I'm a little bit short of the